It's Samara here. I'm at the Royal College of Music with Stephen Johnson, Radio 3 presenter. Now, Stephen, we're obviously going to have a packed Albert Hall for Mala 9 tonight. It's going to be huge. But Mala hasn't always been so popular, has he?
I think this is something that it's difficult for modern audiences to grasp. Until really the end of the 1950s, Mahler was nowhere in this country. People just didn't perform it, or if they did, it was a very specialist interest, and people were very snooty about it. Have a look in the old reference books, and you'll find some extraordinary dismissive comments about Mahler.
Really? That's interesting.
Yes. Oh, well, the old Oxford Companion to Music, I think there's a line in it where it says, "There is a certain naivety in his music, and it is not popular outside the German-speaking countries." I'm quoting from memory, so I didn't get that right, but, you know, that was the attitude, and it was thanks to the devoted work of people like conductors, like Bernstein, like Otto Klemperer in this country, like Bruno Walter, the composer Robert Simpson and Derek Cook, who were two radio producers who put on the cycle of Mahler symphonies, incredible performance in the Albert Hall of the Eighth Symphony, which changed a lot of people's minds about Mahler, because this vast gargantuan sight, you can imagine in the old England, this man who wears his heart on the sleeve, who really says it big, who absolutely opens himself out, it's really about as far removed from the stiff upper lip as you can imagine. And yet, there seems to be the kind of feeling once the Mahler boom started, and it started very quickly, a sort of where have you been all our lives kind of feeling. Because obviously he spoke to some deep need. And some of those proms concerts I went to when I started getting to hear Mahler at the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s, the rapt attentiveness at the end of this symphony, for instance, there's almost more silence than there are notes. And the feeling that absolutely everybody was intent on every single sound of this symphony was something you could touch, you know. Even if it wasn't a particularly good performance, people really wanted to make contact with this extraordinary utterance, which is exactly how you'd felt. I think also Mahler just seemed to open so many new ways of thinking about how music might progress. We'd had a very narrow view of history. You know, Schoenberg had changed it all. Atonality was the new orthodoxy. Forget this, forget that, forget the other. And here was this composer who in many ways was an old-fashioned romantic, and in other ways was so searingly innovative that he seemed to point way beyond Schoenberg. And there's the remark, that remark he made, you know, "My time will come." It really did begin to feel around about the 60s and 70s that his time had come.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to tonight even more now. Thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure.